Election trucks on the streets of Taiwan on the last day of campaigning. Broadcasting support for candidates, they gave the island a carnival-like atmosphere in the run-up to the elections. The process will dramatically alter the legislature, cutting the number of seats from 225 to 115. In the past, voters chose among several legislators for each district, and more than one would take office. But the new elections will see only one representative elected in each district. National Taiwan University professor Philip Yang says the opposition Kuomintang, or KMT, could benefit from the new system.
The KMT is known traditionally as a party, has a very active grassroots organization in the local society that the KMT can mobilize. And this will help a new system like the one we're going to test on Saturday. So KMT also benefits from this.
The KMT holds a slight majority in the legislature going into the elections and is hoping to boost its control to two-thirds. The ruling Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, is short of a majority but hopes to win 45% to 50% of the seats. Analysts say the elections can be seen as a referendum on the government's policies on China and the economy. Professor Yang says the KMT hopes to benefit partly from dissatisfaction with President Chen Shui-bian and his DPP-led government.
This election would be viewed as a vote of confidence, which actually probably more than half or more than 60% of the current population, according to those opinion poll, disagree with the government's performances.
The KMT says President Chen's moves toward greater independence from China has hindered cross-strait trade and hurt the economy. The DPP says overinvestment in China and the loss of jobs to the mainland are to blame for Taiwan's economic problems. Analysts say a big win in the legislative elections could carry over to the presidential vote. While early predictions look good for the KMT, there is concern in both camps that voters are lukewarm about the elections and that voter turnout could be low. Andrew Ryan for VOA News, Taipei.